Hello, hello. We start in a couple of minutes. Elena, I'm giving you the role to speak. You need to accept. Thank you, thank you. Okay, okay, let's slowly start with the space. Hello, hello, I'm Kronos from Spots Club. Welcome to another Artist Weekly. This is a space where artists can share their experiences, talk about the difficulties they face, the successes they had, and learn a little more about how blockchain technology can solve some of these problems. At Spots Club, we develop tools to help aspiring artists grow, reach new ears and eyes, and take advantage of the opportunities that Web3 offers. A marketplace where you can create and sell your collections, but not only that, a place where you can interact more closely with the audience and learn how to strengthen the bond. You will have your personalized artist page and how you know your community and fans better. A streaming app will come soon that will make music consumption easier and faster, and due to its Web2 user friendliness, support the onboarding of people who are skeptical about the crypto world. Our team is fully dedicated to help artists and fans to enter this world, so we are here to help and we are here to grow together. I'm really happy to welcome Helena from HB Studio. She's our guest for today. Hello, Elena. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm doing great. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for joining. And we have a couple of more guests that could be joining soon. So let's start with the first introduction. I would love to hear, where are you from and what do you do?
Okay, so I'm from Croatia. I was studying art, and after that I was thinking about how to do something for myself. So I opened my own studio, which is HB Studio, and the studio is making graphics and photography. So a catch in the studio is it's a traveling studio, because I can make studio photography on any location you want. So that's something that I'm doing. For now, I'm living in Slovenia, but I'm working at Croatia and Slovenia too, or somewhere else, anywhere I can go with a car. So
I was reading something about that in your profile. It's something insane. It's something insane that you are like traveling. And you are free to create your things, whatever you want. So, Andrew, do you want to say something?
Yes. Hello, Helena. First of all, I want to thank you. Thank you for joining the traveling creative agency. You know, when you told me about this, for me it was like, oh man, we need to tell the story to other people. You know, because it's quite cool. Thing, you know, we got used to people being, you know, locked on some computers somewhere in some offices or some whatever, you know, and we all know that it can you can boost your creativity just by being, you know, like on the move and so on. So it's I'm super happy to have you here and to hear your story.
Yeah, that is the idea, because I don't like to be in one space. It's like I have to move around.
That's great. Do you have some places to go in the line already, or you don't know?
Yeah, tomorrow, because now I'm in Slovenia, tomorrow I'm going to Rijeka to make some photos of some products that are unique. So the clients that called me for work is like they do unique stuff. They don't want to send with post or some GLS or something because they can break. So it's better to go to them with a mini studio and make the product photography there on their location. So we can then make some photographs like in space, the products in the space, or just products for web shop or everything they need.
Wow, that's great. So let's go back to the core of it. I want to know, when did you started with this passion of the photography and design, and what sparked your interest in this thing?
Yeah, it was when I studied art in Rijeka on Academy. It was like I studied graphic design, and there we had like photography for one assignment. And I liked it very much. I make photography from childhood, like with analog cameras and everything. And I was like, oh, I have to join those two, graphic design and photography, for someone that needs whole visuals for their company. And the traveling part was like, how can I make something that I'm going around, not a giant, just I have to have my studio on my location. How can I do that on other locations? It was like, okay, I need a traveling studio. Let's get the equipment for that. I was, okay, we have to buy some lights that are light to bring them to some location, to make them good enough, but not the professional ones, like, because they're heavy on and they don't have batteries, like, for moving around. I don't need the electricity, I just need my light, that's all. And I was trying to push that on market, and some people were like, oh, okay, that's good for me. And they called me, I tested it, and it was like, okay, this works.
Wow, that's great. And do you think that the photography is a 24/7 job for you, or you use it like a hobby?
I'm joining graphic design and photography, so that's the whole of my job. So it's everything I do.
Okay, great. So I wanted to ask, because I'm really interested. We had a couple of photographers in the past in other spaces. Of course, you are not only a photographer, you are also a designer, which is a pretty cool mix. But I wanted to know, what are the things to take into account when you start to create some photos, to make some good photos, what are the things that you make you think, okay, this will be a good photo, this will be something cool, and those things?
It's different when I make photography for myself, like when I'm traveling for myself, not for work. It's like I go around the city and just take photos of something interesting. But when I'm on some project for some clients, it depends. I have to talk to people. I have to know what they would like to see on the photos, what kind of style they like. And about that, I'm making the whole story with the photography. So when I do the photographs, I'm just the feeling. It just has to be the right feeling. I don't have some technical, I don't know. It's like I make the photo and I see, okay, I like that. I ask the people if they are around me, if they like it. And if they don't like it, we just put the lights further or some other way. And we make the photos they like. So it's better to me to be with the clients when I do that. I don't know. It's just the feeling. I'm just like, I have to feel the vibe and everything.
Yeah. I'll jump in. Sorry, Kronos. I apologize. I will jump in. So like, basically, the emotion, right, drives the art expression of the emotion, drives the whole thing. Am I right, Helena?
Yes. Yes. It's like I have to know the people. And their company, so I need to know the story so I can make the feeling about it.
Okay, great. Yes, in the past when we had our photographers, we had almost the same answer. You need to go with the feeling. You need to feel what you are doing. Even evolving the emotions is something cool. I remember one pretty professional photographer saying that he started his passion of photography out of traveling and putting his eye where he thought that was a good spot, you know, like feeling himself inside, okay, this is beautiful, this is a moment to take a good photography, and out of that he took a huge success only for creating these scenarios out of his own imagination, you know, feeling that the picture will be good. So it's something insane. Around the design part of your work, what do you do as design? You create banners, you create pictures, you modify the pictures. What do you do in design?
Basically everything that is static. So no dynamic design, just static graphic design. So like, for marketing, for some companies, they need like for Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or something like that, for pictures that need to be added, or two pictures that have to be in one picture, so Photoshop basically, for their website, ebooks, presentations for clients or investors. Basically everything that includes merging the photography and design and the font, basically that.
Okay, got it. Yes, Andrew.
Yeah, so I wanted to mention that Helena and we will work on some project together pretty soon, and there I'll have the chance to see this, you know, like traveling Helena, let's call it like that. Anyway, it will include like the building of a brand of like a shop, online shop of clothes. Basically, and it's gonna be like done on the Creation C side. So we will have different things to include, like outdoor, you know, surroundings and so on, because it's an island. For me personally, I will do it first time, like some photo shooting of the island. So I think it's going to be super cool. But yes, it's I think that Helena, she goes much wider, you know, than just like photo shooting and design, but like blends the whole story together. So yes, we just wanted to mention that.
Well, that sounds insane. That sounds like a huge adventure, you know. It's something that fuels me to start something like that as well. Sounds really, really cool. So I wanted to ask as well, hello, Super Y, hello. I gave you the role to a speaker, should jump in, accept and jump in. I also wanted to ask if you managed to sell something of your work, if you managed to monetize your talent, your photos, your designs. Do you already do that?
For now, I didn't have some projects for myself that includes design or photography, but I had one cool project that I would like to share. It was like, because I studied graphic design, we had the traditional graphics that we studied. So Linocut was one of them. And one company was going in the new space in Rijeka, and they found it that space that's an old building. So they found some old Linocuts from one artist, and they called me if I can make the graphics of these Linocuts. So I was like, oh, wow, okay. The Linocuts were from 1890. I don't know the exact year, but it was like, okay, those Linocuts are very old, so we can't do the right making graphics. So it was like, okay, I have to do it with hands. We cannot include the technology in it because the Linocuts were very, very, very like hard and they can break. So I went there and there was like 16 of those Linocuts, and I do that with my hands and a spoon. So it was like very long day for me, but a very nice day. So we printed out, scanned the graphics, printed them, and made an exhibition in that building about that. Remolo Venucci is the artist. He's Italian, but he lived in Rijeka. So the graphics were showing old town of Rijeka. So that project was like a huge one for me.
It's curious because I believe that technology could help a lot with this ongoing studio, you know, of moving around about creating these things. I believe the technology can help a lot with this project. So I will come back to you soon with more questions around this, because I'm interested to know your opinion on the things that are coming, the technology, how do you see the crypto space, the Web3 space. But let's come back a bit from the beginning about Super Y. Hello, Super Y. Thanks for joining. Let us know who are you and where are you, where are you from, and what do you do? I know you are a photographer and designer as well.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you guys are all doing great today. I'm Super Y. My actual name is Yegane, and I am from Iran. And I am an artist. I am a painter, a photographer, a designer, illustrator, everything that I can be. I have been painting since I was probably 5, and I am currently a student at university, and I'm studying painting again. That's my passion, that's my goal, to be a painter. And I have been lucky enough to be in Web3 and the NFT world for the past, I guess I finished it 2 years. I'm just like dealing on the third year. And yeah, that's all I've been doing. And I'm just happy to be here with you guys.
Thank you. Thank you a lot for your introduction and also being here. I want to understand the same that I asked to Helena. What sparked your interest in art? You know, is something insane that you are studying in the university, the painting. So I believe that you got the interest really, really in early stages, as you said. But what sparked exactly your interest in art?
That is a really difficult question to answer. I don't know, like, you know, sometimes when you meet some people in your life, you're like, you know, like what was I doing before meeting them? You know, my life wasn't complete. And that's how I feel with arts, you know, without arts, I feel that my life is not complete. Something is missing. And it just what makes me happy, what makes my soul calm, and makes me connect with others. And just it makes my life better. And it makes me a better person. I don't know. There is not like just one reason about it. It's just something that it's in my heart and in my mind that I feel peace when I am creating and when I'm doing art. There's no better way to explain that for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's a tricky question because I believe that everyone started with a playing feeling, you know, something that you feel you have fun with it, you feel good making it, and suddenly you realize that you can work out of your passion, you can get better, you can develop your talent, and it's something really, really cool to have. So my question is, what is that you like the most of what you do? The NFTs, the physical painting, the photography, illustration? You do a lot of things, but I can assume that something do you like the most?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I love sketching the most. I think I sketch like portraits almost every day. That's my passion. That's my true passion. And I feel so at peace while doing that. I feel like when you want to sketch something, you got to study it and you got to be really careful with it. But somehow, you know, the art takes the control and your mind is not in control of thinking so much. So that's my favorite. But also I love the NFTs because of interacting with people, because getting to know people all around the world and just get finding friends, you know, that's what makes it makes everything special. So that is what I like as well, and that's why you know, I accepted the invite to be here also, and I just was really excited about this because what better reason than getting to know people through art and through NFTs.
Excellent. In Sports Club, we always say the same, that the Web3, the NFTs, the crypto world is something that helps you a lot to empower your network, as you should stay to connect with other people, to open other doors. It's another space to take in your mind when you are an artist, you know. It's not the place to put 100% the focus, but it's a place to empower what you are doing. I believe that Elena is mainly focused on Web2, so it's super important to us to hear your experiences in this Web3 world. I was just asking to Elena a couple of more things around what are the things to take you account when you start a new piece, for example, Super Y. What do you think is the most important before starting a new piece? What are you looking for? What is your focus and all of those things?
You ask very difficult questions. Most of them I have no answer. I have no idea what I'm thinking about before starting.
You start drawing and done.
Well, most of the times, but you know what really is good for your art is a heartbreak. When you are sad, you do the best with your art. That's for sure. And when you're happy, I mean, you can still create amazing pieces when you're happy. But for me personally, I try to be sad when I create because I believe when I'm sad, I do better with my art. And oh my god, I do physical painting. I don't share much of my physical painting here. I feel like those are more personal and those are for me. I share my digital experience here. And with the digitals, I try to, you know, because you have to make collections. So you try to have the pieces that you make really similar to the old ones. So it would fit the collection and, you know, still be visually acceptable for the rest to be like, you know, I've seen this piece before, something like this. Super White created it, so probably this one is still hers. So I still think, like, you know, probably using the same color palette, probably the same background or the same story to have that visual for others when they look at the piece, and just to be reminded by me and think that that's what Super White does. So I think my goal and what I want to do before creating is definitely that, to have that opportunity.
Well, that's an insane answer. You know, the first part about putting your emotions into the art, when you are sad, you feel like make better pieces, is something really good. And I heard something around that in other spaces as well, like people take advantage of some situations for start creating the pieces, you know, putting 100% of the emotion into the piece. So it's something that I really appreciate that you share with us, because it's something really personal and helps the develop of your talent in some point. Yes, Andrew.
Hello, Super. I just wanted to say hello. Like, we're following your work for a longer time, and finally we get the chance to have you here, so it's super good. I want just to mention the thing that you said, that like about being sad, you know, in these things. In my like some artistic, you know, journey, when I started understanding that emotions, you know, in things can be like, you know, happy, sad, or like balanced or whatever, when I understood this like dimension, for me, really, really opened the horizon, you know, much, much wider. So just wanted to thank you for this, sharing this. Yes, it reminded me of my like earlier things.
Oh, of course. You for asking difficult questions and make me think about my whole life and my process and everything, so I can talk to you guys about it.
Yes, thank you a lot, because in fact we make these spaces for this reason, you know. We want to hear your experiences, we want to hear your journey, we want to learn as well. For example, this can be a learning stage for other people which is not really into the Web3 world. They don't know how exactly to go in. We always hear that people is a bit skeptical around going into the Web3 and what is this all about, what is it for. And this space is for that, you know, knowing the artist, knowing their difficulties. In fact, I would love to know what are the barriers that you see in the space, what are the things that you believe is hard for an artist like you. But let's go back a bit with Elena, because I want to ask her, if do you think that the technology can help artists to develop their work better?
Yes, of course. I think that ChatGPT, for the first thing, it was like, okay, he can write me everything I have to post on social media. That was a relief, because I don't know how to write those texts and I'm not creative in those kind of things. So, and the AI generator for photos and the whole Adobe package where I work every day with this AI generator is like heaven. I don't know. It's everything is simpler, everything goes faster, and because of that, I can make more things. I can make the value can be more, everything is better. I think that can be a whole lot better, and it will be for some years from now. I think it's great.
100%, 100%. Around, I know we are speaking about in general the technology, but going into Web3, I believe that the same like you, we are really early. We are in the stage of develop, of grow, and a lot of people will be able to take advantage of this space in this upcoming year and the upcoming years as well. You know, so it's something really, really important to us. Which social do you use for showcasing your art? Because I saw that you just recently made your Twitter account. So what do you use?
For now, I'm using Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. But I'm just not so active on those social media because I don't have time for that, and I'm a little bit lazy for that. And I'm working on that I will have more money with my clients, that I can pay someone who will do my marketing, because it takes a lot of time if I want it to be very good, and it has to be done like every day. You have to post. It takes some time, and I think time is money, so I better make that money to the client. I know it's not a really good tactic, but for now it's working. I think it will be better in future of my work.
Okay, that's great. I believe that's something that this post can help a lot around to gain exposure in this field specifically. Do you hear something around the NFTs, the Web3 world in the past, or you never hear something around?
Yeah, I heard a lot of it because my one colleague makes NFTs for one company, so we talked about it, and she's an illustrator. I'm not an illustrator, so I don't make those illustrations, but I don't know, it was like 1 month ago, I heard about the photography NFTs, so I made a little bit of research, but I didn't have time to make it a better research to start that. So that's one thing I want to do. So I have to see the options for that. So how I can make that.
Excellent, excellent. I feel like you are in the best place possible because Spot Clue is focusing exactly in people like you, you know, people entering in this world and making things easier, because sometimes people get obfuscated around the Web3. There's a lot of information to read about, and there are a lot of things to learn. But at the end of the day, it's something pretty easy if you know how to navigate it, and it's something to expand your network a lot. As we were saying with SuperY, it's something that expands your contacts, open doors. It's something insane. Open doors to the community, most of all, give you a closer look to the people that is following your work. So I believe it's something really cool. And Spot Club is here exactly for that reason. You know, we recently launched the marketplace, which is a place that you can create your collections and sell it. So it will be great if you have a chance to take a look. Of course, we are always open to answer any questions. But that's the goal, you know, that's the goal, giving to the people, to the early artists, a tool for bringing them into this world and making the world knowing them better, you know, because people have a lot of talent, but not always they have the possibilities to showcase to other people, you know. So that's the main goal that we have in Spot Clue, and we are happy to help. Yes, Andrew.
Yes, I wanted just to mention Helena. You can jump to Super Eyes profile, follow her, of course, support her, and so on. And like, it's a super good example, you know, how an artist, like, let's say, do and behave and in Web3, you know. So just girls connect, and it's an amazing thing.
Yes, I already did.
great. So coming back with SuperY. I want to hear your experience entering this world, entering the NFT world, entering the selling of photographies in Web3. How did you start it?
First of all, you guys are making me a bit shy for giving me compliments, so thank you. And then with the question, well, I started, like I said, like 2-3 years ago. When my friend, who he also was a photographer, he forced me into Web3. He was like, "You're a great artist. You're painting every day. You gotta share it with everyone." And I was like, "But I'm shy." So it took me a while. But after that, I was like, "Okay, let's just give in." And I started painting, and I shared it, and It was a really difficult journey because I did not understand most of the NFT thing at the beginning. I didn't know a lot of things, and people were always talking about, oh, you gotta learn this, you gotta learn that, and it was confusing, and it was really difficult. But I started to just take baby steps. I started to just be here, be mostly in spaces, just listening and not talking at the beginning. I think the first months, I was just listening in spaces. I was just trying to learn and see what the words that they're using is, what mint is, what, like, I don't know, what auction, how do you have an auction, what are the marketplaces and all of that. You know, I was just listening and trying to learn. And then after a while, I started to feel more confident. I came up in spaces, I was talking, and, you know, finding friends is really good for you, because they can help you around a lot with their knowledge, and with, of course, you know, your friends have friends, so you get to know more friends, and then you start to feel more comfortable, because every space that you go, there's someone, at least 1 to 5 person that you know there. So you just feel at home, you feel more easier, and it feels better. So that's how I did it. And how I have been doing it ever since. It just, I try to find friends in every space and let it feel natural and feel like, you know, it's just me hanging out with friends, nothing crazy.
That's great. That's great to hear, you know, because we heard a lot of people that don't want to jump in. They are afraid of the space. I don't know what's happening to you, because a friend of you onboarded into this world, but we heard a lot of the stories of being afraid, you know, to jump in. Did you hear something negative before jumping into the space?
You have your hand up. You can go first, and then I'll talk afterwards.
Yes, Andrew.
Well, thank you. It's and now you're giving me compliments. Anyways, wanted to say that, like, you know, I think that this, especially the space things, can help the artist a lot. You know, sometimes I know in my, like, from my life, sometimes it's hard to like just deliver something. You know, like. Take it out from yourself and present to others. So it's, I think spaces are good because it allows you to you know, go be more open with connecting and talking and expressing your things. And I even, you know, suggest every artist to try these things, because it's super helpful. And I'm glad that like now you you are open to join the spaces, you know, and just talk with us. It's super good.
I completely agree with you, and yes, I was definitely afraid. I think for the first year, like, it took me a year to feel really good in spaces and not be that nervous. I was socially anxious. Every spaces that I were going, at the background, you know, my hands were shaking. My hands were really cold and they were shaking because I was nervous. And I always had these texts written down, and I would just, like, read that super fast and then be like, okay, I'm done, bye. You know, I would do that. And because I was just afraid, I was nervous, like I said. And even though I not knew the people, it was not easy for me to talk and to have speech about my arts and what I'm doing and all of that. It was really difficult, and I was not confident. But over the year, the first year, I started to, I don't know, just somehow disappeared. I started to feel better. Mm-hmm. And I started to talk more. I stopped reading a text and started just to, you know, look at my own art and talk about it and tell them what I was thinking, what I was creating this piece and what was my intention. And it got better by that. And I understand everyone else who feel shy and who feel really nervous coming up and talking, because, you know, it's just, at the end of the day, we're all sitting at our home, our office, or wherever we are. We don't know each other, and it's hard to trust, and also it's difficult to talk about yourself and be vulnerable in front of people that you don't know much. So you just gotta think you are at home, you're doing your own thing, and it doesn't matter. It's like a podcast. It doesn't matter if you know them or you don't know them, you're just talking, and it just passes after a few minutes. It's just done. And you gotta take it easy. But if I have to give any advice for other people that are anxious, it's just to drink a lot of water and take deep breaths, and just close your eyes, do your talking, don't even look at your phone, don't look at your screen. And when you're done, open your eyes and just close the mic. That's it. You don't need to do anything else.
Definitely, definitely. And I also really agree with you, because I got the same problem at the start. You know, even for me it was even worse, because my English is not perfect. So having this extra is something that makes you feel even more nervous about starting the space, speaking with people. But after a while, after years of jumping in and speaking, I realized, I don't know if you share this feeling, but I realized that one thing that pushes you forward to continue with this is the consistency. You know, even if you are afraid, or even if you are nervous about, you need to push yourself to do it and jump in and share with the rest what are your thoughts, you know, in the way that you can. And in this way, you unlock something inside you that create more potential to share. I believe that spaces is a great, great way to do it. And give you the confidence to work even better. You know, it's something common for the people at the start feeling this, but out of the consistency and keeping the work on, this is fixed really quick. But not that really quick, you know, maybe it took some time, but it's something that can be fixed anyways. So I want to go into a bit more personal question with Elena. I would like to know, what is your best piece at the date? You know, this piece that you remember and say, okay, this photography is the best one in my career. This is something great. Can you give me some information around your best piece, Elena?
Yes. The best pieces I make, it's when I'm traveling for myself. Those are like personal photographs. And the one picture that I liked the most, it was like when I was in France, it was in Italy. I was on a tour of Azure Coast, and I was in, I don't know what the name of the city, but it was in Italy, in aquarium, and there were, it's like a modern aquarium, and there were dolphins, and the interior was like so like water, but it's not water, it's concrete. And that water with the glass and the dolphins in it, and my mother was staying there between the concrete and the glass, and her silhouette was like joining everything. And that photo is like the most one, the greatest one of that journey. I didn't share it here on Twitter. I think I have it on my personal account on Instagram, but I was thinking about to share some of the personal photography on my business accounts. So that's the next chapter of my marketing, I would say.
Great. I would love to see it. I would love to see that. Also, well, after the space, we can keep the conversation on DMs, but would be great if you can drop it in the Sports Club Mat platform, because you will make both works in one. You are uploading into the space and also gaining this exposure in the marketplace. But it's great to hear. It's great to hear the experience. Yes, Andrew.
Yeah, so Helena, you just made, like, for me, you know, like my imagination is working now a lot. I try to picture this surrounding that you just mentioned. But I'm curious, like, the camera that you took with, is it like analog? Like, it's can do you have some specifications or something? I don't know, a model. Just trying to, you know, to put the filter over over that.
Yes, it was Canon 6D and 35 millimeter Sigma. So it and then was the new ones. I bought it like a week before that. So I was like, oh, I have to make pictures the whole way. The 7 days was like taking pictures.
Great, great, great. So coming back to Super Y, I don't know if I'm saying it okay. Is right, Super Y?
Yes, it is.
Okay, okay, perfect. So coming back to you, can you give me a bit of information around your best piece, this piece that stand out of the rest, this piece that take a place inside your heart?
Oh my God, I have not shared the piece with anyone. So it's a bit difficult to talk about it, but I think I can talk about my second piece, second best piece, because I have shared it. And I don't know, is it okay if I like pin it up there so you guys have a visual as well and know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure, drop it.
Yeah, sure. So I did this piece about like a week or two ago. And the reason that I feel really connected to this piece and I feel like it's one of my best pieces because not only I feel different every time that I look at it, I also love how people see this piece and how different it makes them feel. You know, to some people, this must just be like bunch of lines, and it is bunch of lines. But to me, these lines can be a dream, you know, like you're fading away and this is a really big, difficult dream to get away from. And it also can be loneliness and it can be like horrible things because I was sad when I was creating this piece, like I said. But with the colors, with me using the color gold, I think it represents hope. And I think that even though that this was a sad time for me and I was trying to create a sad piece, I think there is still hope. And it turned out to be really bright as well, even though it was made in darkness. So it has that conflict, and I think it's really beautiful that I've created this piece, and I'm really proud of it myself. And I think this was definitely one of my best pieces. So yeah, thank you for that.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful to hear. And people need to value more the feelings that the artist is putting in the piece. You know, not only what we see, but what the artist want to transmit in that piece. And you explained it really, really good. Yes, Andrew.
Yes, so just a question. So I mean, I'm looking at the art. Like, of course, it's stunning. Like, I'm amazed. Just curious, you know, like the lines that you mentioned. Let's call them. I call them ornaments. Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe it's not. I'm not so sure. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But like, is this inspiration for some like more traditional art or like how you came to this?
Well, to get to that, I have to show you guys two other pieces that I've created before this that were having these lines or these ornaments, as you like to say. Everything is correct. You know, this is your point of view of the piece, so there is no right or wrong. It's just you, your emotions, and your thoughts when you look at it. I'm trying to find a piece, and I did. So they are all related. These are the characters. Still hear me? I'm sorry. I was having a phone call. Yeah.
No problem.
So yeah, these characters, they came to me in a dream. And they're all kind of connected to each other, but separated in their own way. And they are... I don't know, they're just like different feelings that I was having. So with the one on that I pinned up there, the new one, you know, the right one, I was feeling like I'm lacking a vision. I don't see the world perfectly. I don't see the world the way that it's supposed to be. And I see it differently. So I was feeling sad about that. And I was thinking that, you know, maybe I'm different. I'm difficult. And I wasn't like having a good time. So I just created that piece and I was feeling better after that. And then again, with the left piece. Did I say right and left, right? I might have not done that. So
you started with the right.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys figured it out on your own. But now I'm talking about the left piece, and I'm sure that it's the left one and not the right one. With the you know, there's like a crown, there's feathers and all of that. So with that one, it was just like I just wanted to do something with a crown, and I wanted to do it in my own way, and I was just like feeling like that. It wasn't anything crazy. It did not have that kind of a story, and it was just like as easy as I'm saying it is. But like I said, because of the lines, I really like those. So I wanted to do another piece based on that. And I am doing another piece right now based on that as well. So I think it's going to continue, like I said, because it's a collection as well. It's going to connect to each other somehow. But in my mind, they're like brothers. They're like a family. And they're just like living together, but they're different in their own way as well.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And I want to say that I'm really, really curious, and you got my attention around your best piece, you know, because I believe this is a huge marketing move, teasing the people, saying that your best piece is not out yet. But we'll be insane to see it. We'll be insane to see it. But not showing it, but just saying it. Why is the best piece? Because the feelings you put in, or why is that the best piece?
It's definitely because of the feelings. And, you know, the older that you get, the more that you create, your new pieces become your favorites. So these are my new pieces, and these are my favorite because I feel I have grown as an artist and as a person. So I feel more connected to the new pieces than the old ones. But I still love the old ones. You know, I still love every single piece that I created, because I do believe not only I do this, but every artist, they put a bit of their souls in their pieces every time they create. So these are my babies. You know, how can I not love them? But I do have a favorite.
Okay, that's great. Again, I believe it's a great move, you know, teasing the people, saying that the upcoming piece is the best piece that I have, you know. And that could be true. It's true what you are saying, that creating new ones make you better, you know, so maybe the future pieces are even better than this one, but it's something really, really cool, and appreciate a lot, what you are saying to us, and you are sharing your feelings here. I want to go back with Elena now. Maybe this is a tricky question to you, but I want to hear your take on what do you think about this upcoming year for your work? Will be a good year? What do you believe will be the 2024 year?
Yeah, it's a difficult question, every question you ask. So, yeah, I think this year will be great, because for 2 months I'm living in a new country. I found an Erasmus program for me here, like for small businesses, that so I started that in like few days now in one photograph studio. So I have goals to network here in Slovenia and find new clients, new friendships, new artists to work together, to grow together, to find new opportunities, maybe go some places, I don't know, where I haven't been. I traveled the most of Europe, but I want to travel more, maybe America or something, I don't know. I just think this year will be greater than last year, but so I think every year is better. That's how I think about the years I'm working, because I have my studio for like a year and a half now, and it is going great. It was like 2 months that I was difficult a little bit, but now I'm on my feet and I'm just going.
Yeah, you mentioned one really cool thing, and I want to highlight this because it's important, you know. And definitely we're seeing collaborations between different artists from different, you know, types of art and so on. And now, like, when you are on X and when you are taking part in spaces and so on, you will see that how much this space is open, you know, for collaboration. And I wish you luck with this. Take special care of the collabs, because I think it can bring a lot for an artist.
Are you open to try the Web3 space, Elena?
Yes, I'm. Andre has said some things about it. I think I will ask him how do I do that and everything. So, Andre, be prepared.
I'm already ready to help you. So yes, we'll do it together.
Yes, yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, we are here to help. You know, it's something that we want to do. Grow the project out of helping others to reach this audience, to reach new people, to use our tools. So yes, feel free to ask anything to Andre or just in this account. We are happy to help. And I'm really happy to hear that you are open to it, because as I said, a lot of people is really afraid of jumping in, and I understand why. You know, following the line of the past years, we saw a lot of failed projects or a lot of scams around it. And for the people who don't know a lot around the space, it's really hard. It's really hard to try to go in. Also, it takes time. It takes time to learn, to read. But at the end of the day, it's worth it. It's worth it, and I believe that can help you a lot. So, of course, let's keep in touch. I want to ask the same question to Super Y. What do you think that this 2024 will be for you?
Better. Again. Well, it's like, you know, it's again the same question as which piece that I did is my best piece. You know how companies, when they do a new product, they're like, oh my god, this one that we did, this is the best that we did. And then the next year again, they were like, oh my god, no, this one is the best one that we did. So I think it's the same thing with us as well. We all hope that this year be the best year for sure. I mean, this year will be the year that I graduate from university, so I'm excited about that. I think that would be really good. Then I have more time for Web3, for NFTs, and to be in spaces, and also to just explore more art classes and all of that and be free. So that's why I think that definitely this year is going to be amazing. Because I don't have to go to university anymore, and I don't have to study. That's the thing that I really
that's the best part of it. Okay, so from my perspective as a Web3 UI, I'm in Web3 since almost 3 years, 2.5 approximately, and I believe that couldn't be more best year to jump into Web3 than 2024. You know, we just got the ETF of Bitcoin approved. So this means that, of course, you can think this is not related to my things, this is not related to my work, but not. This is really related, because the ETF of Bitcoin will open the eyes to a lot of new people to jump into the technology, to jump into the blockchain. And in consequence, they will jump into the NFT world, the world of the digital monetization. That we saw something in the recently past with the traditional platforms, but this will evolve. This will evolve a lot. And I believe that 2024 is a huge catalyzer for the space. So I still believe we are early. We are early in these stages, but honestly, it's the best way to the best year to jump in. So I want to start wrapping the space up a bit. We are speaking for about 1 hour, but I want to know about SuperY. What is coming for your work? What is your next release, and where we can catch you up?
Ooh, really, really good question. I have no plans yet for my next release, but I am currently on three different blockchains, you know, Tezos, Ethereum, and Solana. These are the blockchains that I work with. I do have the plan of separating my style and the kind of work that I do on every blockchain, so it'd be more unique in its own way. But I don't know when will be the next drop and what will be my next release, but I will let you guys know, because I'm still having I'm still having exams, you guys. I need to study first, and then after that, for sure, I will have a drop and I will let you guys know.
That's great. That's great. Focus on your studies first, and the art can wait. Wait, no, the art can't wait. We need to have your releases ASAP. So hurry up and pass those exams. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for joining. I appreciate your time here, and we will keep an eye on your work. Hopefully we can keep in touch. You know, you already heard what we are bringing in Spost Clue, and I believe an honest feedback for your from your part about the marketplace and about the project will be insane for us. So let's keep in touch, and thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for joining. For closing it up with Elena, you already said it, you're about something about your future's plan, but for clarifying, you will start traveling soon. You are you already started traveling. What is the next step of that?
So, like SuperY said, I don't have a general plan. I just go with the flow. It sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But for my business, I want it to grow, like to have some clients that we can work monthly or yearly, to get some new collaborations with some artists, maybe. And to grow the traveling part, like some new equipment or something better that I will learn in this Erasmus program in here in Slovenia. So that photo studio has the newest technology. So I think I can find something there and learn something new about the traveling studio so I can work better.
Excellent, excellent. I highly recommend to you to level up your Twitter profile. You know, drop there your socials, the where we can catch you up, so it's easy to the people to jump and see your work. It's just a suggestion, you know. So also, I
yes,
really
of course. Thank you.
No. I really appreciate your time, Elena. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for joining. I really love it to hear your experiences, and it's really great to have this mix of people who is inside Web3 and people who is not and want to jump in, because it's something great. Maybe both of you can learn from each other, and it's something like Andrew was saying, will be great to connect to each other, and let's keep the connection with the Mine account. For finishing the space, I want to say that I invite everyone to take a look in Spost Clue socials, in the project. We are bringing a lot of stuff, and the streaming app is coming really, really soon, something that I believe will change completely the game of how we can consume the music and how we can be more close to the artist, something that we don't see in the traditional platforms. So nothing much. I want to, again, I appreciate the time of the guests here. I want to thank everyone for joining, and see you next Wednesday with another Artist Weekly. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.